This is New England Public Media. While the U.S. Capitol was being stormed last week, state lawmakers in Massachusetts took their oaths, beginning a new legislative session. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Massachusetts Republican Party Chairman Jim Lyons, a big supporter of President Trump, condemned the storming of the Capitol. In a statement last week, Lyons said the breach is completely indefensible under any circumstance. Now, at the state level, were Beacon Hill lawmakers and aides rattled?
I mean, I think as you might expect, we saw Republican lawmakers on Beacon Hill condemning what we saw and witnessed at the Capitol, the rioting, the mob, the violence, whether or not these legislators were more ideologically aligned with someone like Jim Lyons and the party apparatus, or someone like Charlie Baker, who very forcefully condemned both President Trump and the actions at the Capitol. I think there was unanimity in that what transpired in Washington was unacceptable. Now, we know that they took a look at security around the State House, but a lot of lawmakers are not in the building these days. There have not been any big formal sessions. Most of the people, lawmaker staff, aren't coming in and out on a daily basis like you might expect.
The state's legislative session kicked off last week. It was immediately overshadowed by those events in Washington. Lost in the shuffle for me was what the legislative priorities of the House and Senate will be. What are they tackling first?
Yeah, we still don't know, but I think one thing to look for, something that started moving in that final day of formal session for the previous legislature on Tuesday, that session that went into the wee hours of the morning, was an unemployment insurance rate freeze bill that would have restricted and limited the size of what could be a very large increases in unemployment insurance premiums for small businesses, employers, due to the high unemployment over the past year. This legislation is a bill that the governor filed. It started moving out of committee. It didn't get quite over the finish line, and it could well be something that the legislature takes up very early in this new session. Senate President Terrence Spilka also flagging a paid leave bill that she would like to tackle early on, something that would give workers extra time off to deal with COVID if that's necessary for themselves or their families. We don't know exactly what that would look like just yet, but in her opening remarks to the legislature and to the Senate, she flagged that as something she wants to tackle right out of the gate.
In a TV interview widely circulated on social media, new House Speaker Ron Mariano told a reporter he has no idea how the coronavirus vaccine rollout is going in the state. Asked if he would look into it, the three-decade veteran of the legislature replied he just got here. Matt, has this video shaken confidence among lawmakers in their new leader?
I mean, it certainly got people's attention. He faced a lot of criticism, both in editorial pages and from some progressive groups, for how tone-deaf that comment sounded. His office, after it that interview was came out, saying that what the speaker meant was that he has not had a chance in his new capacity to talk to the governor and really get an assessment for how the vaccine rollout is going. He did, of course, sit on the governor's vaccine distribution task force, and I think you saw the speaker try to speak to this in his address, his inaugural address to the House chamber on Wednesday after he was reelected as speaker, talking about partnering with the state and with the administration to make sure that the vaccine distribution is smooth and equitable as a top priority, speaking directly to what had been a big source of criticism. So, I think people are willing to chalk it up to an interview. The vote was fairly strong in support of Speaker Mariano again for reelection. And I think right now members seem to be willing to give him some time to settle into this new, much more public-facing role than he's used to as majority leader.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5. our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.